Well, once again, hello, and welcome to tonight's conference call on the third eye or the brow chakra. Actually, the times, I'm just reflecting on this because there was a time when the brow chakra was just more of an esoteric element that people would deal with, but I'm realizing the more I started to focus on this over the last few days, I'm beginning to see just how critical an element and how critical this chakra is to be open in these times especially, because there's so many forms changing and so many the way things look, the way things have been are shifting, and it's new vision and it's new seeing things differently and beginning to see the bigger picture that's involved and stuff, as opposed to the pattern, the program that we have subscribed to for who knows how many lifetimes. So it's really exciting to be doing this and to be working with this particular chakra, because it just, like I said, is so critical for these times, and even more so the more I think about it. So much so that even last night here for the sunset, I have a little tradition for myself, a little routine that I'll go down to the ocean at the end of the day and put my feet in, stand in the water, and then just take pictures of the sunset and chronicle that. And last night, I don't know, on the West Coast, if I don't know how many of you saw it, but it was an amazing display of something that I had never seen before, with the sun and the atmospheric conditions the way they were and the clouds. Just as the sun had gone to the horizon, there was a cloud bank that was way out there right on the horizon, and so the sun became kind of spotty and you could see the orange through it, and then it was a very large pattern of clouds. It really looked like butterfly wings, and they maybe over to the left, maybe 20 degrees was the apex of where those wings came together, and so the right wing shot out across the sky, and then the sun was going down just, like I said, 20 degrees from it. And so you had this huge expanse of cloud cover, and it looked like it was going to not really be much at all. But when the sun got below the horizon line, there were three rays of light that shot out from the sun. One went straight up to the heavens, or straight up into the sky, and one went about 45 degrees to the right and 45 degrees to the left, and this incredible spire of light against this brilliant and increasing orange and red background stayed there for a good 15 to 20 minutes. It was the last thing to leave, and it was just, I took probably 150 photos of this, and God knows how, if they turn out or not, I haven't had a chance to look at them, but to me, what a beautiful expression of the guidance and the energy that's coming in and aligning itself through the crown and then into the third eye. And I saw that, you know, this vision of this vibration, and to me that was a good sign. It was a good sign of the power of these times to begin to look at things differently and begin to notice the magnificence and the beauty and the new vibration that is beginning to reveal itself through these chakras that are opening up. Sometimes with resistance, and sometimes with guidance, and sometimes with willingness, and sometimes just out of nowhere, the chakras are finding their new expression and their new vibration. So I really want to underscore how critical it is for us to begin to pay attention, and to pay attention with the third eye allows us to begin to see things in a different manner, and this is really important. It's really important because, again, of the shifts in our personal lives and how particular forms and patterns are beginning to be shown and reveal themselves for their kind of waste of energy anymore. So a healthy brow chakra, a healthy third eye, is one that's going to be willing to look at things from a higher perspective, spend more time looking at detail into things, and begin to see what is there beyond what appears to meet the eye. So this is a strong invitation to begin that practice in everything that we do. It can easily transcend into the way we are in the world and our moments of living and how they show up for us. So now, let's get started. I have more information, but there's just a lot of activity that I want to do tonight. And quite honestly, every bit of the information, as well as the specific activities we're going to do and the songs, the chants, the mantras, everything is guided towards specifically opening up our brow chakra. So even the information is enough to begin to shift the old vibration. What we're doing right now is beginning to clear out anything that is holding a lower frequency. And it's a lower frequency as a result of the moments of living. It's a result of decisions made around those moments of living. So often with second chakra, secret stuff we have, the experiences we have, and sometimes those go unexpressed, and they begin to color how we are in the world, which then immediately starts to compromise the solar plexus, and we don't have the power to take action upon the things that we feel wounded about. And then eventually, as it moves up through the throat, we don't express it, and then finally, when it gets to the third eye, the next thing you know, we're not having a vision of anything, and we feel sort of discouraged in how life is turning out for us because we don't see beyond what seems to be right in front of our face. And not necessarily are we looking right in front of our face for anything beyond just what we're used to. So the patterns put the blinders on and we begin to compromise. And as a result of that compromise, we do not see options. We begin to see that there's only the same old, and we get resolute about this is just the way it is, and it shows up in things like, well, you're born and then you die. You got one life to live, and all those sort of comments that kind of show hopelessness. Well, that to me is a sure sign that our vision center has not been has been severely compromised. Now, the beauty of these times, as you know through the work with all of these chakras, is that there are quick openings happening, sometimes so fast that we can hardly keep up with them. And sometimes they are disturbing, and sometimes they are confrontive, and sometimes they are exhilarating. But I will assure you, from as much as I know and feel about the way things are going, is that we're really moving in a very powerful and positive direction and reclaiming what I'm just calling the reawakening of ourself and reclaiming our true essence. So, hallelujah, and celebrate. Let me see if I wanted to say anything else here. When our brow chakra is compromised, we really don't see beyond the woundings. And this is important to know because the woundings almost put an illusory kind of a out-of-focus energy around us that pretty much compromises how we see things, and so it blurs the possibilities. I think that really is important to remember. Not only when we're compromised do we not have that see the possibilities, but we lose our connection with guidance and anything beyond. Oftentimes we feel alone. Oftentimes we don't feel connected with anything beyond what is in front of our face. Now, when the actual brow chakra is actually open and functioning well, then what begins to happen is we have vision. We can see beyond, and we can see possibilities. We can begin to see into how things are unfolding and what we can do to make a difference and to make changes. We begin to also have our intuitive connection. We begin to trust the things that we see. When we see events happening in life, we begin to have a higher perspective in what they are, and so our intuitive self begins to open up and reveal the multidimensionality of any one moment in time, which is a very powerful opportunity. Our whole process of intention is activated, our imagination is activated, and through the imagination, and we'll see as we do a couple songs here, how important the imagination is in the process of us manifesting the life that not only do we desire, but we actually deserve. So without further ado, let's get into some activity here. So let's go ahead right up to the top, and we've got the Hung Vajra Pei. It's a particular chant from the Tibetan tradition that is really, really critical in just putting a barrier, kind of not a barrier, but a cocoon of light and safety around us so that we can feel safe. And when we feel safe, then we're willing to take risks and we're willing to let go of some things that perhaps are familiar to us, but that they really don't have the value anymore that we once thought they did. So the Hung Vajra Pei, again, calls upon this ancient Tibetan tradition to put a cocoon of light and safety around us. It expands with each expression of the mantra itself. We're going to say this mantra 12 times. We're just going to speak it together. So take a breath, if you will, and be aware of your feet and your connection with the earth. Here we go. Hung Vajra Pei, 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 Hung Vajra Pei. And so it is. And so it is. In that frequency, in that protected state, we find ourselves in our own presence and power. Now we're going to go ahead and we're going to speak our true name. I do this every time, and it's one of the most potent things we can do, because when we speak the name we received when we came to the planet, our birth name, we call ourselves back into our place of true alignment, and we call the access. We actually have access to the truth of who we are. Now, those are just words at the moment, but what it is doing is revealing that all we ever need and all we need in this life has already been implanted within us by design. So these times are about bringing it out. The name, Mark Stanton Welch, that I use, and your name, which is the birth name you have on your birth certificate before any changes were made, is the name that we're going to use to not only call forth that aligned part of ourselves to be fully present and therefore receiving of this information that we're sharing at this point, but also it too puts a cocoon of light and safety around us and amplifies that protected energy within that. And really all a cocoon of light will do for us is to keep out what we're calling lower vibrational energies. Those are things that are lower in frequency to the actual frequency that we are in our place of center. And that allows us to be able to stay in that frequency, which is to stay in balance, stay in center, and have all of our capacities available to us at any moment. Also, the last thing with speaking the name, it calls forth, it's like a specific phone call to all of our energetic beings, angelic beings, guides, teachers, etc., who are there for us and aligned to the frequency that we are showing up as in this incarnation and really through all of our incarnations. So it's a powerful, powerful thing. We're going to speak that name 12 times. For some reason today, 12 is a big, important number. So we're going to follow that guidance right now. So I'd like you to, again, to be aware of your feet and your connection to the earth. If you allow yourself to sit up straight and allow yourself to have the spine in a straight way so that you can receive the vibration as it comes through, we're going to speak our name 12 times. Here we go. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is, and so it is. So in that frequency, in that safe place, now we're going to go ahead and we're going to call in some frequency, some energy, and start working with any debris that's around it. The third eye, well, it's not only the third eye, it's pretty much in the entire cranium, because the third eye and then the medulla in the back of the head, which is referred to as the seat of God, in my opinion and expression, there's a lot of guidance coming through there, not necessarily always through the crown, but the seat of God, in a sense, this is a direct communication, a direct line to the to that source frequency that is unique for us. And sometimes we get these headaches in the back of the neck, right up there where the cranium rests on top of the spine itself. And I have a feeling that these are often a result of our own interference with hearing the guidance, not being willing to let it in. And sometimes it's actually the guidance is really beginning to override and push blockages out of the way, energetically we're talking about here. And so sometimes things manifest in the physical domain as pain, as discomfort. We've been traditionally taught to go ahead and medicate ourselves out of that because of the discomfort. It wouldn't hurt us to go ahead and start to use sound and use vibration as a first adjunct, as a first line of response to these kinds of callings from the body. And then if it ends up that it doesn't work, then we always do have the Advil to reach for. But it's worth the effort right now. So the third eye physically is in the front at the brow. It is tied to several glands in the inside. We're talking the endocrine glands. We're talking about the pituitary as well as the pineal glands. And it used to be that some circles say the pituitary is aligned with the third eye, and some say the pineal. And I think the jury's out on both of that. It feels as if the crown and the third eye are both in alignment and both necessary for the functioning of both the crown as well as the third eye. And I have a hunch even the medulla in the back. So what we're going to do tonight is actually use some tuning forks that have the specific frequencies that are designed to activate and bring back into full alignment our pituitary glands and our pineal glands. So I'm just going to hit these frequencies with the tuning fork, and I'm going to set it up against the phone, and you'll be hearing it. Now, I understand it's a limited vibration, but our intention is that these vibrations that we're sending out from this source point here are going to transcend time and space to be available for you as you are connected with this phone call. You'll be hearing it in a compromised way through the phone, but you'll be picking up the vibration. It's just the way it is. So here we go. Right now, we'll use the pineal first. Actually, I'm going to do the pituitary first, so here it goes. Two more times. This time, as I do it, go ahead and use an sound, that closed sound like you're humming, and see if you can match the pitch. You'll feel it right in the middle of your head. And so it is. Take a breath, if you will. Be connected with your feet. And just roll your head just a little bit. Shrug the shoulders just a bit, if you will. Work the face muscles a bit. Mwah, mwah. Let go of any stress or tension that is patterned into your face muscles or your neck muscles or the scalp itself. We really can go of all of those things. The invitation now is everything we do from this point forward is releasing vibrations that are not true to the pure and perfect functioning of not only the third eye, but any other chakra within the body system in itself, in all of the dimensions, in all of the energy bodies. And so that is. So here's the pineal. So take a breath, and on the count of three, speak your true name before we do it. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. I'm starting to do is an M and an N. So the tongue is going to the roof of the mouth and with the M and the N. So we're going m-n-m-n-m-n-m. So do that to the pitch that you hear. And one more time. So it is. So take a breath. Be aware of your feet. And do know that below your feet, about 18 inches below, we've gone through that in some of the calls, if you were here, about the Earth Star Chakra, where the Earth is sending energy and vibration and power and presence up through the left leg, up through the left foot, and then up through the leg, and it sweeps through the body, cleansing and clearing all of the chakras, and anything that is of lower vibration in any of those chakras is being cleansed and cleared out and then sent down the right, very much like a roto-rooter or a colonic, and it goes out through the right leg, down through the right foot, back in through that particular earth star, and then it is used for the highest good as energy by the earth energy itself. So we're going to have that running as we do things. So as energy begins to clear and release through the brow chakra or any of the upper chakras up in that area up there, it's going to be automatically cleansed out. All right, if you'll go to the bottom of the page, we're going to go ahead now and make some statements that are basically proclamations. A proclamation is a statement of intention that commands the frequencies that are in alignment with us to do our bidding, in a sense. So it's in the highest good that we ask these and intend these to be true, to clear out certain vibrations once, now, and forever. So I'm going to speak the first one of the proclamations. Again, these come from a fellow named Rich Work. great name it is. And the books are Proclamations of the Soul and The Veils of Illusion. They're both out of print. I feel pretty happy to have copies of them here. And so let me read the first one and give you a sense of how we're going to do it, because it isn't just saying an affirmation. It's making a statement with some emotion and with some intensity. From the divine love within my being, I call forth all laws I own, all beliefs I have, all vows I hold, all invocations I have made or received, and all contracts and agreements on all levels of my being, creating judgments separating me from joy, peace, harmony, and love. I transmute them into the divine expression of creative love and embrace them into my wholeness. And so it is. So take a breath, and we're going to go ahead and speak our true name out loud, and then we're going to together we're going to speak this particular proclamation. So take the breath, speak your name, 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. From the divine love within my being, I call forth all laws I own, all beliefs I have, all vows I hold, all invocations I have made or received, and all contracts and agreements on all levels of my being, creating judgments separating me from joy, peace, harmony, and love. I transmute them into the divine expression of creative love and embrace them into my wholeness. And so it is. So what we're doing here is inviting anything that we've bought into, any misperception, misconception, any programming that's been done to us or around us or things we bought into, we're calling for the neutralizing of those energies and the release of all of that frequency down through the right side to be cleansed out through the Earth Star Chakra, and then we're basically inviting that which is the truth of our being to reveal itself from within, to open up the vision center specifically tonight, but to also reactivate all the information necessary in all of the chakras for us. All right, we're going to do the second one together. It's a longer one, but we're just going to do it with the same conviction, saying it this one time because you know that your words going out into the cosmos are going to activate and make sure that this comes to pass. Take a breath. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I choose to be free of the holographic veils of illusions that have interfered with my ability to see my truth. I am prepared to accept responsibility for my world without distortion and illusion. I command that all thought forms and energies that have created the holographic veils and obstruct my ability to see my truth now be transmuted into divine truth. I command that the vibration of fear that has been attached to these veils and my perceived reality be transmuted into the vibrations of unconditional love, joy, peace, and happiness. For that is the reality I choose as my own. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Okay. Why don't you just rock a little bit from your place in the chair and sort of rock the spine, especially at the hips. The hips contain so many little frequencies that are attached to our vision center, that are attached to our throat chakra, attached to our will center, and they begin to interfere with our ability to follow through on what we intend for ourselves. By working the hips and doing a little hula hoop and a little movement back and forth, what we're doing is we're giving permission for those things to break up and release. It's just energy that we're dealing with, but the energy itself contains the memory of the event. It contains the emotional frequency of what happened at that time. It also contains any decisions made around it. So as we release the energy, all that other stuff is cleansed with it. Go up to, looks like just a couple up there. You'll see the Egyptian third eye activation process. Years ago, I participated in a process called Egyptian Huna. I was totally unaware that I thought Hunu was a Hawaiian tradition, but it was simultaneously existing in the Egyptian tradition in ancient Egypt. It was taught by a woman named Nadia Eagles, and Nadia Eagles was a direct descendant of the last pharaoh in Egypt. And so she had, at that time, and this was back in the very early 80s, late 70s, there was permission to go to this particular mystery school and learn some of the empowerments. At that time, the vibration of us all in humanity was not high enough to actually access these things without a little bit of preparation. These times are different now. the vibration from all the work that has been done by so many of us in our times on couches and chairs as we told our story and emoted and got through in the 80s, that has all raised the vibration and to be able to handle what is considered really just mystery school information. So we are in a glorious time. And the actual internet and Googling things is such a remarkable tool for us to find information that used to be you would have to go through lots of regimen, lots of initiations to access. That's a wonderful thing, and it also is saying that there's a lot of power out there that can be used and misused, just to keep that in mind. So this particular Egyptian third eye activation process uses these words, U-A-Z-I-T, U-A-Z-I-T. Now, speaking those words, what's happening is when we hit the Z-I-T part, we are taking essentially the energy from the root chakra down at the perineum and using what's called the anal lock, which is a squeezing of the sphincter muscle, as if you're cutting off your wanting to go, when you're going to the bathroom, you cut it off, basically stop it, okay? It's using the muscle down there. That muscle will then shoot the vibration of the Z-I-T, which is the energy there, shoot it up the spine like a serpent. And essentially, it's going to bite at the third eye from the inside. So when I go, ooh, ah, zeet, as I say, zeet, I do the anal lock and squeeze and then get the feeling and the sensation and visualize the energy moving up the spine to tap and to bite right at the third eye. And what we're doing is opening up that conduit so the information can clear down here and any lower vibration is then allowed to be released through the third eye, opening up the insight and opening up to the higher perspectives of what it is that we have gone through in our life. So we're going to do this 7 times, the Egyptian third eye activation, U-A-Z-I-T. So I'd like you to speak your name on 3. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. Here we go. U-A-Z-I-T. U-A-Z-I-T. U-A-Z-I-T, 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 U-A-Z-I-T. 2 more. U-A-Z-I-T, U-A-Z-I-T. Okay, and so it is. Whew. I got into a little altered state there. Yay. All right, back down to the earth. Take a breath, if you will. Be aware of the feet. Be aware of your connection to the earth and the continual cleanse coming up through that left foot as it sweeps through all of the chakras, especially up into the cranium and through the third eye, back in the medulla, and especially through the throat center, pulling any vibration out and then down through the right side back into the earth. Okay, being in a place right now where we are opening up the clear, cleansing and clearing and then opening up that particular third eye area. I want us to go to a mantra now. And this particular mantra is the first of the mantras down there in the middle of the page, the Om Grinihi Suryaya Adityam. It's calling upon the power of the sun and the frequency of the sun to heal the eyes, to not only heal the eyes. Whoops. I have to very quickly send someone a link who did not get one. So just give me a moment, and while I'm doing this, just sort of run that energy through your feet and then up through your entire body and then and run it down, like coming from the earth star chakra. Sorry, I got a little verklempt there. Felt a little bad about not sending this, so let me make sure it goes. Okay. Okay, there it goes. Om Grinihi Suryaya Adityam. The Om Grinihi Suryaya Adityam essentially contacts the frequency of the sun. Now, the jury's out on the sun. It used to be that the sun was worshipped, it was honored, and the sun carries, if you will, certain codings and information that are really vital to our cells on a daily basis. It's vital for the health of the eyes to get sunlight. It's vital for the spirit and the vibration of who we are to continually have access to the light and access to the sun. We've been sold a bit of a bill of goods, in my opinion, about the nature of the sun, about being afraid to go out in it. And there are people that basically won't go out in the sun because of the fear of the cancer. There's enough information out there to say that skin cancer started to become a problem when the lotions that had the chemicals in it to prevent us from getting a suntan started to be used. The incidence of skin cancer skyrocketed as a result of those protective mechanisms. So something is a little bit south. But that's for yours to go ahead. You don't have to buy into what I'm saying, but what I'm saying mostly is that be aware that there is a lot coming from the sun in terms of information for us. And if you have to go out before 10 and after 3 in the afternoon when the vibration of the sun and the rays are at a different frequency, then by all means do it. But at some point, get yourself into the sun. I really invite you to do that. So in this particular mantra, we're calling upon that frequency to go ahead and to heal the eyes, clarify the vision, and open up our levels of clarity for seeing the world in a different way. This is going to be spoken 108 times in the classic tradition of the mantra, and we'll start out at a certain pace, and then chances are we'll speed up. So here we go. Om Grinihi Suryaya Adityam. 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 aditium. Om grinihi suryaya 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 aditium. And so it is. So it is. Just a few rattles here to go ahead, and anything that was cleared and cleansed so far out of that cranium area, out of that third eye, we're going to whisk it off of our energy bodies with these particular sounds. So just let these sounds, however they show up over the phone, just to wash around and to wash through. Okay, now we're in a place where we can actually go ahead and begin to reclaim some elements out of that which is a healthy third eye. So we're going to reclaim the elements of the way that the third eye actually works. In other words, we're going to go through a series of little intentional songs that are designed to go ahead and reclaim and jumpstart some of the capacities that we have through the healthy third eye. Sorry, I'm stumbling on that. I just got so many things that I want to do here. Let's go to the song, really just right above the Om Grinihi. It's called I Wonder. The sense of wonder that we had as children was an indicator that we had a wide open third eye, that we had the capacity to see the vision. We could see beyond what appeared to be. And if you will, you could say that we actually had multidimensional sight. It is so often, and you may have that remember the experience of having relationship with angelic beings, of having relationship with your guides, of having relationship where you talked with the elementals or the fairies or the kingdoms that were in the garden. You know, all of these worlds were available to us until about 7 years old, naturally, because when we're seven, then we are actually at 7 years old. We become fully incarnated into our physical self, and it's almost like the door of the consciousness and the connection that we remember is closed temporarily until we find how to open it, which in many ways is the journey of life. So what we're doing at this point is reawakening and calling forth that sense of wonder. The sense of wonder is to look out and see nothing but possibility, and to see in anything that occurs is like, I wonder what that's about. Wow, I wonder why I got this in the mail today. I wonder what that's about. When you say the words, I wonder, it's the invitation that opens up the windows and the doors into infinite possibility. And it's the first step that's necessary to actually allow ourselves to begin to use the third eye. So I'm going to go ahead and run through this particular song one time. Some of you actually may even know it. And then you can join me. We're going to sing it three times. I wonder about this life. I wonder about the inside. I'm curious, adventurous. I want to explore. What's beyond the meadow? What's behind that door? I wonder. A wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. Again, we go. I wonder about this life. I wonder about the inside. I'm curious, adventurous. I want to explore. And what's beyond the meadow? What's behind the door? I wonder. A wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. One more time. I wonder about this life. I wonder about the inside. I'm curious, adventurous. I want to explore. What's beyond the meadow? What's behind the door? I wonder.
a wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. A wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world.
And so it is. So we call forth the activation of that sense of wonder, that invitation to show us the many, many, many and the infinite possibilities that exist in any situation we find ourselves in. It's not just for the joy and the pleasure of the search and the adventure. Oftentimes stuff comes in and we get the opportunity to use our own innate sense of wonder to reclaim that full experience, the full vibration experience of something that we used to. It's like when we used to be able to, it's like when we saw flowers for the first time. It was like, wow, look at that. That is incredible. Look at that. And we just began to experience it and to feel it and to touch and taste and just get our sense of it. And then somebody came along and said, oh, well, that's a daisy. And then from that point on, our sense of wonder was put on the back shelf, because then every time we saw it, we didn't have that same, oh, my God, experience with it. We had, that's a daisy. And then that's a rose, and then that's this. So in many ways, the names have taken away our experience of something. So have a walk someday and go out there and just begin to re-experience the beauty of things that are out there through this new opened-up vision center. All right, once we have access to opening the door with our sense of wonder, then the next thing we'll use is our own imagination. The imagination has suffered greatly in the culture and in the programming, and I'm sad to say, in the schools that we were raised in. And I was a teacher for 13 years, and quite honestly, I really fought the pressure to go ahead and steal the sense of imagination and the capacity of children to see things in a different way. You know, school was so much about just putting people into cooperative, well, it wasn't even cooperative, just do what you're told, that kind of energy. And I participated in it. I received it. I also passed it on in some ways as a teacher, because that was a system I was in. These are times when the education system itself is beginning to crumble in some ways, because it's lost its capacity to reignite and to maintain and begin to flower that imagination that exists in all humans. So it's time that we reclaim it, because as you know from the process of manifestation and visualizing, we need an imagination and we need the ability to picture, or at least to feel or to sense or to intend how something is going to be in very, very, very strong detail. That's what gives the marching orders to the energies that receive this and then bring us the opportunity to our own doors of awareness. So in order to manifest, we have to let the universe know what it is that we want, and our imagination is the tool. So go down towards the bottom of the page after the Egyptian third eye, and you'll see a song called Imagination, and I'm just going to sing it without the guitar. So I'm going through it one time, and then we'll do it two more times. My imagination truly opens up the world. It takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, they let me sail beyond the boundaries. I explore the universal mind. With my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. Together. My imagination truly opens up the world. It takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, they let me sail beyond the boundaries. I explore the universal mind. With my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. One more time. My imagination truly opens up the world. It takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, they let me sail beyond the boundaries. I explore the universal mind. With my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. And so it is. We got to free the imagination and free our ability to fully experience things and to imagine the possibilities, to see the color, the taste, the smell, to use all the senses as we begin to put together what we intend, because it's the intention that is filled out and fleshed out with all of these ideas that then we can give out to the universe, and then it can deliver not necessarily what it is that we ask for, but something oh so much grander and oh so much more magnificent from that infinite possibility and palette that exists in that particular realm. So we start with our sense of wonder. Once we've cleared the debris out of the way, it reopens. It's like the lighthouse when you clean the window off. You know, the light was always in there, and it was always strong and powerful, but because it was so dirty and compromised, we weren't able to see the light. But once it's clean, the glass is clean, and there it is. There's the magnificence. So we have our sense of wonder that opens that up, and it opens up the blinds, and then we use our imagination to begin to focus on what it is we desire. So let's go to the song that's towards the top of the page called Focus. It is with the sharp and detailed focus that we go ahead and we put the marching orders onto our intention and our dream, and we send it out. And in the process of using focus, we begin to see that there's more than meets the eye. We begin to look into the detail of things, and that's a multidimensional detail. We begin to see that the color and the frequency of it, that what happens when the third eye is open is when you go outside, all of a sudden, it's like the Wizard of Oz when they went from black and white to color. All of a sudden, things just jump out. It's like being stoned alive, but not having to have any of the compromise. It's your senses are expanded, and this is what the vision center will do. We have just been compromised for too long. So, okay, I keep wanting to get into my little protest there. Okay, so here we are in the focus. That upon which I focus shall manifest to me. If I am clear with heartfelt vision, surely I shall receive together that upon which I focus shall manifest to me. If I am clear with heartfelt vision, surely I shall receive. Two more times. That upon which I focus shall manifest to me. If I am clear with heartfelt vision, surely I shall receive. Last time. That upon which I focus shall manifest to me. If I am clear with heartfelt vision, surely I shall receive. Surely I shall receive. And so it is. It is the law that what we focus upon will manifest for us. So in the focus process is not only how we see things, it's also what our thought process is behind it, our belief systems, our patterns. All of those things begin to kind of coagulate into this mass that draws forth that which we desire. So if we're focusing on the crap in our life, or if we're focusing on the lower frequency energies and the difficulties, then all the universe can do through the principle is to keep giving us more of the same. So this is where we actually have to step out and start to use our vision center, which can actually show up as vision boards where you cut pictures out and you dwell upon that which you desire and you believe that you are there, and then you watch the movies like The Secret, and then you get reinforced, and that becomes the vehicle that really kicks into actualization this process that we came here with. Okay, move one up, and then we go into intention. So once we have our sense of wonder has opened up the door, once we've cleared and shined the glass up and opened up our vision, then we have our sense of wonder that returns, which opens up the door and ignites the opportunity to have imagination. Once the imagination is active, then we begin to fine-tune and focus into the specific elements of what we intend. Once we have those in place, then we do the intending by sending it out into the world. And the voice is the tool that we use to send it out into the world. And the paradox here is that all this detail and all this effort we put into to visualizing and really feeling what it is that we intend, we have to then give it away. And we have to let it go and then walk away from it, knowing full well that that energy that we have put out is the magnet that draws the actualization of it to us. This is the power of a clear third eye that allows us to go ahead and make manifest our own desires. In endless potential, I set my intent straight into this moment. My focus is sense. Clear in desire, I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. Together in endless potential, I set my intent straight into this moment. My focus is sense. Clear in desire, I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. Two more times in endless potential, I set my intent straight into this moment. My focus is sense. Clear in desire, I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. One more time in endless potential, I set my intents straight into this moment. My focus is sense. Clear in desire, I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. And so it is. In the process of letting go, we give it out to the universe and all the guides and teachers and energies that are in alignment with really supporting us to have a fulfilling, beautiful experience on this planet, because it's what we deserved and in some ways what we signed up for, although we knew we were going to have to go through some of the stuff we're doing now, but that's an aside. Let's go down to the invocation to the Ascended Master Hilarion. The Ascended Masters are energetic beings who have had Earth lives, and they have mastered the frequency of the Earth life and the dimensions of it, and have reached it to the point where they had the option to come back and incarnate or not. Most of the Ascended Masters did not come back, but they kind of stay one dimension away from us, and they send back information, send back guidance, they send back skills and tools that are powerfully able to be utilized by all of us. So, Hilarion is essentially in charge of what's called the Emerald Ray. The Emerald Ray is one of the seven rays that come out of the galactic center of the universe, and they basically are feeding us and nourishing us with specific frequencies that happen on a regular basis. When we call them with intention, we are able to access that frequency much more clearly and much more powerfully. So we're calling to ask Hilarion and that frequency to be present with us so that it can assist us. So it just takes the one call, and an invocation is basically a concentrated, focused call. Hilarion, calling Hilarion. Come forth, Hilarion. Come forth, Hilarion. Open my eyes of intuition. Bring me the knowledge of beyond. Expand my vision into all dimensions. Gifts of science to bring healing to the wayward minds of man. We're going to do it two more times. Hilarion, calling Hilarion. Hilarion,
Valerian. Open my eyes of intuition. Bring me the knowledge of beyond. Expand my vision into all dimensions. Reveal the gifts of science to bring healing to the wayward minds of man. One last time, Hilarion. Calling Hilarion. Hilarion. Come forth, Hilarion. Open my eyes of intuition. Bring me the knowledge of beyond. Expand my vision into all dimensions. Reveal the gifts of science to bring healing to the wayward minds of man. Hilarion. Calling Hilarion.
And so it is. So it is. The call is made. And that frequency is now a part of your experience. You can call upon it at any time you want and use specific energies, which would come in as guidance, because the third eye and the brow center are really also about receiving guidance and being open to that guidance. And I forgot to mention, and this is very critical, the third eye is also about self-image, because the woundings of life and the experiences we've had of life show up in the root and the first or the second chakra. And the energies begin to compromise us as we buy into and hold on to the frequencies that we don't let go of. In other words, the woundings and the hurts. And those woundings and hurts begin to, like I said earlier, begin to deactivate or disempower our will centers, so we don't take action to take really good care of ourselves. And then what begins to happen is that eventually, through the unexpressed use of the throat chakra because of the woundings, we begin to buy into the notion of how we see ourselves. And we see ourselves through the veil of our woundings. And we see how we are in the world based upon those woundings. And as long as we keep subscribing to those old perspectives of what we believe we are, then that is what the universe can give us. In these times, it's opening up that brow center to realize that everything is oh so much more. And the mantra of these times is really nothing is as it seems. Nothing is as it appears. You can look at it strictly through vibration. You can look at it strictly through intention, however you want to do that. But what it does is invite us to take a more clear look at things. And in the process of doing that, we begin to let go of the things that do not serve us as far as the image of how we see ourselves. Because we only see ourselves through the eyes of those woundings. So as we clear those lower chakras, it begins to reveal the panorama here. And quite honestly, I'm beginning, even as I say this, it's a realization that as we begin to see ourselves differently, it gives permission for those woundings energetically to clear themselves as well. So it's a reciprocal relationship. You can work in the depths of your being, or you can work on the visioning of what you intend for yourself and honestly allow those frequencies to be released. It's a beautiful process. So we had 11, let's see, now let's go to the very end where we have an affirmation. This is a statement that will go ahead and it can be used over and over again. If you find yourself feeling like you're losing your vision, you're starting to get foggy in that center, you can call upon this particular affirmation to remind you of the correct, quote-unquote, thinking that will keep you in the frequency of clarity in that place. We'll just do this together. Why don't we say our name on three? 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past thoughts, illusions, and beliefs that have inhibited me from seeing my true worth. I lift and release all veils over the truth of this dimension to reveal to me the beauty and love in all of life. I see and experience only through the eyes and the heart of love, and so it is. And so it is, and so it is. And it is also in the center, as we come to conclusion here, and there's a couple things we didn't do. We didn't do appearances. I'm going to make a comment about that right now. And we did not do the song for the Elohim Cyclopedia and Virginia. the Elohim actually take the information from the Ascended Master and bring it to humanity. They are essentially the go-betweens and the ones who have to deliver the goods. So we can call upon them to let them know that we are open to their support. What I will do is, after the call is finished in a few moments, I'll go stay on and I will go ahead and sing through those a couple times. You'll notice some of these are actually underlined. If you click on those, it will take you to a link on my website where you can actually listen to the recording of the song. You can actually download it if you'd like, or you can download the CD that it's on, or you can purchase the actual CD. Some of them aren't, some of them are. Eventually, they all will be recorded. So one of the things that happened in the Brow Center is that we have judgment and criticism. And again, this is through the eyes of wounding. It's from our own self-image and our own energy we have about who we are that we begin to project that out. And through the third eye, we witness our own compromises. So we start to see, we start to judge the world, we start to criticize the world because it helps us to feel a greater sense of worth, but it really doesn't. It's a sham and it really doesn't work very well. And all it does is give the universe more opportunity to keep giving us what we don't desire. So the song Appearances that I'll do, I see past appearances, I see the what is true. I see past illusion to the sacred heart of you. I see past confusion, I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to the one and only truth, I am, I am. And we know that those words, I am, are the declaration of our own power and presence and the expression of that unique expression of the God Self, the Source, the Christ Essence, whatever you want to call it, that is us manifesting in this particular incarnation. So what we've done is we've recognized that there are blockages. We've underscored the importance of a clear and open third eye. We have invited ourselves and shown there are several ways to cleanse and clear that energy, and then we've invited and empowered it by activating our one sense of wonder. We've gone ahead and activated imagination, our ability to focus, and then to make an intention and send it out, and then let the whole thing go. And in the process, I invite you to really explore and start taking walks and start to see things differently. Because the more you open to seeing things differently, the more that the world and the energies will reveal to you what's really going on there. There is oh so much more. So it's time to step out of the black and white energy and to step into the living color, the technicolor. You remember your first color TV and that sense of wonder that was there. So here we are again at a higher frequency. I know these frequencies will serve you through the week. And I really thank you for choosing to participate in this. We'll come back again in November, and we'll be working with the crown chakra. And I don't have in front of me the actual date, but I do invite you to be a part of that. If any of you are in the San Luis Obispo area, then I do have a workshop this weekend called Born to Manifest the Glory, where we'll go ahead and reawaken a whole bunch of information that I know you know in a deep part of your being, but we forgot it. So thank you so much. If you have questions, go ahead and you can *6 and then ask them. And if not, I'm just going to go ahead and finish up the things we didn't do. Tomorrow morning, you'll have a link with the link to the recordings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if this was valuable to you, pass it on to your friends because they can download this after the fact. Blessings. Take good care.
Hi, Mark.
Yes.
Hi, this is Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, I'll be seeing you before too long.
Yes, you will. I'll be up in that area.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm putting out the calendar. I'm a little delinquent on that because I'm still fleshing out some of the stuff that I'm doing. Where are you? Are you in the...
Well, I'll be seeing you in Kent at Unity.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll see you in Kent. I look forward to that. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'll say good night.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Blessings. Mm-hmm.
Mark, this is Connie.
Hey, Connie.
How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. The question I have is, are you going to be doing Prescott in December? I looked at your calendar, and it said Payson, and I just wondered if, you've done some changes or...
I'm still putting that one together. I don't think I'm going to actually do Prescott on the Sunday, but I've gone ahead down into the valley, and I'm going to be doing things down in the in Phoenix and then in Mesa. I'll be doing those. But I'm negotiating to see if I can do a concert there on a Friday night as I drive through, heading for Phoenix and going down to Phoenix on Saturday.
Oh, okay. So then it might be possible for us to catch something there then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Is there any possibility of doing something anywhere in Kingman?
Well, the thing is, the church has dissolved here, and there's no longer a meeting. We go once a month down to Bullhead City for our services.
Yeah.
Connie has moved to Flagstaff, and she's taking a year off of her ministry.
Yeah.
So there's just nothing going on here, and so that's what we're doing.
Okay.
But I was hoping that some friends and I could catch you in Prescott. But if you do it, will you be posting it or? Well,
absolutely. I should have information on that by early next week at the latest.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you the end of November anyway.
Absolutely.
So, October, I mean. So that you'll probably know by then.
Oh, I better.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Thank you for this. This is really outstanding. I'm going to be doing this, and it's going to be very useful, I'm sure. And
I totally agree, and I'm glad you were part of it.
That you recommended, so I'm going to start that, too. So,
yay.
I will be very sublime before long.
Well, you enjoy your sublimeness.
Yes, thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anyone else? Any questions or anything? Okay. Now I'll do the song Appearances.
I see past appearances. I see the what is true. I see past illusions to the sacred heart of you. I see past confusion. I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to that one and only truth. I am. I am. I am. I am.
Excuse me on that. Had to do a premature ending. But that gives you the flavor of that particular song. I should be recording that soon. I love that particular song. And finally, we go down to the Oma Shwina Teja Sha Chakshu Hu, which is a Sanskrit mantra that basically is used to enhance the inner and outer vision. So it opens up the inner view of ourselves and the inner experience of who we are to a higher frequency and also allows us to see what is out in a higher frequency. So this can be treated just as a spoken mantra or it has a tune to it. I think I'll just do the spoken mantra at the moment. You can follow the link and I think it will give you the sung one. So I would do this particular one 108 times in the tradition of the mantra work in the Sanskrit tradition, but I'm going to do it 12 times here. Om Ashwina Teja Sha Chakshu Hu. 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 And so it is. So it is. And finally, the song for the Elohim Cyclopea and Virginia. Again, these are the angelic energies, the Elohim, who take the information and the frequencies as passed through Ascended Master Hilarion down through the Archangel in alignment with this frequency, and then it is given to them for dispensation to you and me. Cyclopea and Virginia. Messiah, ministers of healing, Elohim you are. Remedy the misuse of science and the mind. Bring the sacred music to which we realign. Bring the truth and focus, ensure the grand design with the emerald way of life. Open up my third eye. Cyclopea and Virginia, ministers of healing, Elohim you are. Remedy the misuse of science and the mind. Bring the sacred music to which we realign. Bring the truth and focus, ensure the grand design with the emerald way of life. Open up my third eye. Last time. Cyclopea and Virginia, ministers of healing, Elohim you are. Remedy the misuse of science and the mind. Bring the sacred music to which we realign. Bring new truth and focus, ensure the grand design with the emerald way of life. Open up my third eye. Open up my third eye. Open up my third eye. And so it is. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. This will be in your hands tomorrow. Many blessings, clear vision, clear sight. Good night.